Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Fred Gedrich is here. Fred Gedrich, G-E-D-R-I-C-H. I'll say it in a minute. Fred Gedrich is here. He's a foreign policy and national security analyst. He spent many decades working for the U.S. government in the defense departments and state departments. He's had postings all over the world. You've probably seen his face on television, heard his voice before, because he's out there doing a lot of good reporting, and he's our new friend. Fred, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you and your listeners today.
It's good to have you here. I enjoyed your recent column in the Hill, that publication. And thank you for your service to our country, Fred. I'd like to ask you, if you may have heard in the previous segments, I interviewed Felice and Michael Friedson, who are running an American news agency out of the Middle East, and they were reporting on how what I'm calling an unprecedented sea change of sentiment between the world of Islam, especially in the Gulf region, and not only America, but with Israel. We've got a new peace accord between UAE, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel. We got one between Bahrain, and there's another one over there. I've forgotten somewhere. Oman. I've forgotten. You can correct me if I'm wrong. This is unprecedented stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The other country is the Sudan.
Sudan. That was brand new. That's brand new.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about terror. It's a terrorist state, and
right.
They've had decades of being involved in terrorist activity all over the North Africa and the Middle
East.
And they actually hosted Osama bin Laden for a while.
Huh. Oh yeah,
and
right.
But
back in the 90s.
to get the Sudan to forge a peace agreement with the Israel, state of Israel, is really a remarkable.
Why isn't that more in the news? Why doesn't the news media make this a big deal? I mean, this is a big deal, isn't it? It's a certified big deal, isn't it?
Yes, because it redounds to the benefit of President Trump. It's probably the.
Do you think the American voter, the average American voter walking around in Walmart right now, do you think the average American voter sees the duplicity, the dishonesty of that kind of reporting to prevent you any kind of reporting on something that's that good for the world, for Earth, for planet Earth? What do you think?
Well, Gallup recently came out with a poll, I think, in something on the order of 60% of the American people distrust what the media is reporting on. And part of the problem is the blackout on, the accomplishments of the Trump administration.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's other things, too. They outright lie in some cases.
Well, that's right.
And, the American people in general are not dumb. and hopefully tomorrow they'll have an answer, to the media who seem to be wantonly pursuing an agenda that is counter to everything that we appreciate and love.
The way I see things, Fred, as I said earlier in the hour, the UAE, Bahrain, I know those two, probably Qatar, and maybe even Sudan, they don't part their hair differently in the morning without getting it approved by Saudi Arabia. So aren't you seeing this as the tip of a peace accord iceberg? That this could be something huge, that this could break in the next 4 years, that Saudi Arabia and Israel have a peace accord. What do you think?
Well, Saudi Arabia, according to President Trump, is on the precipice of joining the Abraham Accords.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, the whole dynamics of the Middle East changes.
Yep.
And we got to give President Trump a lot of credit, him and his administration, because for years we catered to the Palestinians in the Middle East. Everything had to go through the Palestinians, mm-hmm. give them another state, and they rejected everything, even the most generous of agreements
mm-hmm.
by Republican and Democrat administrations. President Trump went the opposite way. He said, well, let's see if we can do it without the Palestinians.
See, this
and lo
is,
and behold,
this is
look
what happens.
Happened.
This is what happens when you put a problem solver on the job who doesn't have any baggage from past experience. And it could happen. It could have been another problem solver. It didn't have to be Trump. It could have been somebody else. But you've got to be a problem solver. Folks, we got problems in America, in the world. We need problem solvers in the White House. If that's Trump or whoever. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our new friend, Fred Gidrich, right after the break. He's a great leader, a great American servant. Stay with us.
Cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.